Many of them will get coverage either by buying it themselves through the exchanges and being supported by the tax credits that are part of the Affordable Care Act, or in the alternative, they will literally fall through the crack. It's estimated that it's about 600,000 people who will have difficulty obtaining insurance because of the actions of the Florida House.
Does all of this spare Floridians from having to pay into the federal Affordable Care Act?
No, not at all. Floridians will pay their proportionate share of the Affordable Care Act, yet they will get none of the benefits because of the refusal of the Florida legislature to accept them. So it's the ultimate bad economic deal.
We keep hearing the number 1.1 million Floridians would have been covered, but there are more than 1.1 million Floridians without health insurance, right?
Yes, 3.5 million Floridians lack insurance today. And of these, a higher percentage actually live in the Orlando metropolitan area. Some 268,000 in Orange County alone, 73,000 in Seminole, more than 50,000 in Lake and Osceola counties. The reason we have so many uninsured people in our community is in part because of the type of economy that we have. Tourism is our biggest business. It gives rise to a lot of jobs in restaurants and hotels and eating and drinking places. And those places often don't have health insurance for their employees. So this issue is particularly important to our employers who face the mandate of providing health care and to our employees and population who don't have insurance.
Is this going to hit us particularly hard then? Are we going to see a ripple effect perhaps through the economy?
We're going to see a number of changes. I mean, because of the Affordable Care Act, all employers with more than 50 employees, if those employees work more than 30 hours a week, that employer will be required to provide health care coverage. So some employers will try to not provide insurance either by limiting the number of hours of their employees to no more than 30 or not letting their firms grow to more than 50 employees for a while. I mean, there'll be those kinds of distortions on the margin. Overall, the program should provide somewhat better health care, and that would benefit our area if our labor force was healthier.
So looking at the basics of the Affordable Care Act in terms of health care coverage, there's the expanded employer coverage that we were just talking about. And what are the other options, essentially?
There'll be the opportunity for people who don't get insurance through their employer to get it through the exchanges. And then for very low-income people, they were supposed to get coverage through the expanded Medicaid portion. That's the piece that Florida failed to adopt.
And what will happen to those very low-income people as things stand now when the Affordable Care Act goes into effect?
Well, they will have to buy health insurance if they can afford it. If they can't, then they'll pay a modest tax penalty because everybody is required to have health insurance.
Are there some protections built into the Affordable Care Act for people who can't afford to be on the exchange?
The way it works is single taxpayers or families who earn less than a certain amount of money will have to pay no more than 7.5% of their income for insurance through the exchanges. So if the policy would require them to pay 10% of their income, they'll get a tax credit for 2.5% to limit the amount that they pay to no more than 7.5% of their annual earnings.
This still sounds like it could be a significant financial burden.
That's correct. It will be somewhat of a stretch for particularly low-income people. That was why the idea was to expand Medicaid, so some people may simply not be able to afford it at all. That's the 600,000 number.
And what kind of penalties would we be talking about that they would have to pay?
They're pretty low penalties at the beginning of for the first few years, so it's not an onerous burden on them. But they won't get the health care insurance.
There are increasing calls for a special legislative session. Haul the lawmakers back to Tallahassee, they've said, make them hammer out a deal on this. But Speaker of the House Will Weatherford has said even if they do have a special session, the answer from the House will still be no to federal funds tied to the Affordable Care Act. What do you think of that?
I think it's a shame, but I think that's a reality, and I think all of this will have to wait till next year. I think as we get to the fall, when the Affordable Care Act enrollment begins October 1st, what's going to begin to happen is businesses are going to find that they face significant additional expenses that they would not have faced had Florida accepted the federal money. And individuals, the 600,000, will find out that they can't afford care that they otherwise would have gotten. And I think then the political pressure begins to build both from individuals and in particular from businesses. And I think at that point in the 2014 legislature, we may see some changes.
Thank you very much for your time, Hank.
Thank you, Nicole.